VIP access on OFM.
Tuned in to OFM, the sound of your life. Still yours truly, Lucius Muchumi, and you are listening to VIP access. This is the most exclusive party in Central South Africa. And as always, magical talent is what we deal with on VIP access. And tonight I talk to another one of those magical voices. Now he goes by the name of Miko, our very own right here in South Africa. Miko, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Alicia.
I'm glad that you're doing well.
Difficult times, but, you know, we stay strong, we push, you know. It's been a very crazy year, you know, so far. So.
Yeah. Talking about difficult times, how are you, you know, managing to go through this whole pandemic? What are you doing to actually keep yourself busy and having fun? Basically focusing on all the positives instead of the negatives.
Well, you know, I think where I've been lucky in terms of the entertainment world is that, you know, live gigs being what they've been, most of my life is spent in studio. You know, I'm based at a studio called the Heat Lab in Johannesburg. So I've still been just doing production work and making tracks and working on some, I was involved in the Blood and Water TV series as well, and I got to do some music for that. And then just producing music, you know, I've done recently something with Lloyd Kaelay as well, which is coming out soon. And and I've done some work with Brendan Praise and a bunch of other artists as well. So that's been pretty cool, you know. So, I mean, I do some work from home, and then, you know, I do some of the work from the studio as well. And it's still been a very creative time, you know. And I'm also finishing up a body of work at the moment. It's like a 6 or 7 track EP I want to release at close to the end of the year. So a lot to look forward to, you know. That's what I'm aiming to do, you know, and just keep the music coming out, you know. It's, you know, I can't help it, you know. It's like, that's what I love to do. So whatever happens, that's
what keeps you positive. Yeah, what kept you positive along the way. All right, we're going to talk about the project a little bit later. So for now, what I would like to know is that, you know, I just want us to talk about this person. You know, you're telling us about that you won't let her go on the song Love Inside. What happened? What's making you not want to let her go this much? Who is this person?
Okay, so the story. Okay, so the story is more of a story. It's more of a life story than a love story. So the chorus is, you know, I'll never let you go, and the verses talk about different situations that I've experienced in life and things that like friends of mine have been through, you know. And the message of the song is really just that, you know, we should kind of lift each other up, you know. There's a lot of different stories attached to the song, and like one of them is. A friend of mine is a dancehall artist who went through some tough times, and you know, he actually kind of ended up on the, you know, he ended up living on the street for a little while and all this kind of stuff. But he was showing up at studio on time, and kept it from us that, you know, we were producing the thing. He kept it from us, and eventually things came right with him. It worked out for him in the end. But the idea is just that, and we were able to help him, you know. And I just felt that the message, and also because of the collaboration with Rada and what they do in empowering people and just helping everyone, you know, when I got approached to be a part of the music project with Rada, I actually, this was the song that I felt would kind of speak to the cause, you know. And so it speaks about love, but it is very much, you know, love for humanity and just love for people and just kind of like, you know, we got to pull each other up, you know. That was the whole message behind the song, like that love is something that we, you know, we can't escape the love we have for each other, you know, and we kind of have to, sometimes we need to remember and be reminded of that, you know.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, I don't know if I went off on a tangent there, but the thing is, this, you know, that's what the song, that's really where the song comes from. It's really situations that I've experienced in life that really inspired that song. So
yeah, no, it's the story of the song. Like, if it's the story, it's the story. You can't change it.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, no, it's the real stuff. Yeah,
so. That is so true. Yeah. Now, coming to promotions, as we all know that, you know, coming to the music industry, it's a bit tough right about now. How has it been for you? Has it been a challenge, or have you found ways to manage to promote your music? And is everything going as planned, or is there a little bit of hiccups along the way?
Oh, man. You know, it's been a big question. You know what the issue is? I think, you know, since 2020, I think things have been so unpredictable.
Yeah.
You know? So you continue making these plans, you know, and I've got like, you know, I've got my team of guys that are, you know, and ladies that they do such phenomenal work, you know, and they put things together from a, you know, PR perspective and even from a live perspective. But then, you know, with all these COVID situations and all the restrictions, you know, I mean, I had in June, I had a live listening session and media launch planned. It was going to be on the pool deck at the Radisson in Sandton, you know, and I had like a 3-piece band and I had, you know, about 50 people coming and it was a live stream event and I advertised and everything. And then, you know, the third wave kind of threw a spanner in the works. And then, you know, so from a live perspective, it's been quite tricky, you know, to get that live thing kind of going. But you know, online and you know, releasing videos on YouTube and things like that, that's kind of gone still the same, which is cool. And I've got my YouTube channel, which is also called Songs by Nico, which is also my Instagram handle.
Oh,
and
nice.
I mean, there's some like live studio performances there that people can check out. And then, you know, my music is all available on the digital platforms as well. So from that perspective, it's been cool. And then, you know, radio's been cool as well, you know, and TV has been really good. I've had a lot of love from TV. So my latest music video is, you can catch that on, Channel O Trace, SABC2 Mnet as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been okay, you know, it's been cool. And I think it's just, you know, I'm just grateful for everyone that's continued, pushing and working in the entertainment industry because, you know, it is a difficult time because, you know, I mean, as you know, we've got like such limits on gatherings and even small gatherings now, you know.
Mm.
So for me, I'm just happy that I can get the music out and that people can get to hear it and see it. And, people on socials have been really cool. People communicate, they respond. You know, I've had some very good streams and I really appreciate it, you know, and I hope to come down to the Free State at some point and maybe perform or something.
Yes, you know? Yes.
When everything comes right, you know.
We need a little bit of Miko.
You know what I'm saying? I've been to so many, you know, like Makufe and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've always had such a great time and you know, I was involved with different groups, before I sort of branched out on my own.
Yeah.
You know, I was a producer, and then I'm also a session musician before that, like first and foremost. And I played Liquid Deep and Tia Kusunkwe from Afrika Zulu and a bunch of other artists, Zonke as well. And I've been to Bloom a lot, and I think, yo, man, when all of this is over, we need to plan some dates, you know?
Yeah, we need some dates. We need some dates, Mika. Don't leave us out. So earlier on, you told me about a project. Now, I'm going to need you to be a little bit more specific about this specific project. Is it an album? Is it an EP? What's happening?
It's an EP. It's an EP with just it's all new music, and it's so I'm up till now released a couple of singles since 2019, and I've just you know, I had a lot of plans for last year, but I kind of had to shift that out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a new single coming in September,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm looking at releasing the full EP shortly after that. So the idea is that the new music just kind of encompasses the flavors and the stories that I've released so far, and just gives people a body of work just to kind of really get to know me and get to know what I'm about. So I'm looking forward to that. And you know, my flavor is more kind of a mix of you know, there's some R&B flavor there, and there's sort of pop, and then there's different you know, I have a lot of different groove elements as well. And then my live show is really, because I'm multi-instrumental, I mean, people can expect, you know, there's going to be singing, but there's also keys and some trumpet, and it's just going to be a good time, you know. So the EP will reflect that, you know.
Yeah.
And really just, I mean, more about that very soon, you know. And if people, you know, watch my socials, then I'm going to be talking about that soon, you know. So,
yeah. And I need an exclusive. I smell an exclusive coming in, and guess what the exclusive is? The exclusive in this case is going to come in the title of this project. Are we going to get the title of the project, or are you still keeping it a secret?
Oh man, I am still in my process with the whole, I'm a little bit torn between titles at the moment, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't even know, to be honest. I have about three options for the next single that I want to release as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think the reason for it is because of the times that we're in right now. It's just like, yeah. I'm trying to think, okay, what's going to be nice to put up next, you know, and what's, you know, so it's just,
So are we going to be the first people to know what the three titles are?
Oh, we can. The three titles?
Yes.
I can give you the three titles now.
Let's go.
So the three titles are, the one is, it's kind of an Afrobeat track, it's called So Good,
uh-huh.
Okay? And then the next one is called, the next two are like R&B songs. So uh-huh. The one is called Sipping On You.
Aye!
It's a kind of a, you know, it's sort of for the ladies, you know? And then the last one is kind of just a mid-tempo, like a kind of a groovy kind of love song. It's called Picture Perfect. So those are the three, and I'm kind of torn between things now. But I mean, I've got lots of ideas. I'm ready to push play on one of them. So come September, we'll be hearing and seeing a new video as well.
Yeah, September's right around the corner. We waiting.
It's right around the corner, man. It's right around the corner. I'm not gonna wait. You know, I think it's, you know, we gotta do our thing, you know.
Well, you know? Miko, I have to say, you know, I had such a great time having a chat with you about your project, about the song that's playing right here on OFM. We would like to get more coming, and I really wish you the best coming to your entire music career.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Oh, by the way, if people need to find you on social media, how can they find you?
Okay, so all my handle on Instagram is Songs by Miko, and on Facebook it's my fan page Miko, and then there's also on YouTube it's Songs by Miko as well. I've got a channel with some videos on it, and then on my Instagram the links are all there to all my material as well. So really easy to find and to keep posted on future gigs and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah. I know. I really have to say thank you very, very much, Miko. You must have yourself an awesome one.
Thanks, Alicious, man. Have a good one.
Thank you very, very much. That was Miko right there giving us an exclusive coming to his project, his music. And I hope that we can speak again next time when it comes to new projects coming along. This is OFM, the sound of your life. Stay safe. And you are listening to VIP Access.
VIP Access with Alicious Machumi on OFM.